SRN News, I'm Jason Weickert. Former President Donald Trump addressing thousands of supporters at a campaign rally today in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Today we're expanding the electoral map because we are going to officially play in the state of New Jersey. We're going to win the state of New Jersey.
And Mr. Trump emphasized the United States cannot take another 4 years of Joe Biden in the Oval Office. Russian forces have begun a renewed ground assault on Ukraine's northeast in a battle forcing 1,700 people to flee the Kharkiv region.
It's the first time, really, since 2022 that we have seen Russian forces cross this part of the border in a meaningful way, where we had small groups of troops with armored vehicles attacking two villages. But as President Zelensky acknowledges, the question is, what next? Is this building for a bigger attack? You have 35,000 troops and counting gathering inside Russia. And it is clear that invading forces want to capitalize on this delayed American help for Ukrainian forces.
Also at SRNnews.com, retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis says Israel needs all the support it can get from the United States if it's going to protect civilians while it battles Hamas terrorists throughout Gaza.
We have to support them with cyber, with intelligence, with the mechanisms they need to decommission this complex of tunnels that are beneath Gaza.
Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to move forward next month. His attorneys have not been successful in getting the judge in the case to dismiss the prosecution. It all starts June 3rd. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical tells Christians how to vote.
Liberty University Chancellor Jonathan Falwell says it's simple, really. Just select the candidate in each race that gets closest to what's right. Falwell tells the Christian Post, quote, "We have a responsibility to find people that most closely align with biblical truth and our values, and that will espouse the kind of truths that we believe flow from the Word of God." He says there are no perfect candidates, but believers must be engaged in the process nonetheless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark is liberalizing abortion laws, making it legal for women to terminate their pregnancies up to the 18th week. Previous limit had been the 12th week. The government also says the law is being changed throughout Denmark. It will allow girls between 15 and 17 to have an abortion without parental consent. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ron DeRoxter says there's a disaster declaration for Southwest Alaska.
Governor Mike Dunleavy issued the decree for communities that experienced flooding due to the spring breakup of river ice and snowmelt. The Anchorage Daily News reports the water surrounded some homes and low-lying areas of the regional hub of Bethel, while much of the Quethluck was flooded and high water had cut off access to the airport at Paskiak. Authorities say significant snow amounts and ice contributed to the higher waters and flooding, with conditions made worse by an ice dam that formed near the mouth of the Kuskokwim River. A flood warning is in place. Ron DeRoxter reporting.
United Nations says more than 300 people in Afghanistan have died in flash flooding that destroyed more than 1,000 houses in a northern province. World Food Program says it's now beginning to distribute food to survivors of the flooding. More details at SRNnews.com.